Whenever there is a child from an affair, the betrayal becomes way more complicated. Because now, the affair is not just something that happened in the past, but there is a living, breathing reminder of it. And that creates questions that feel impossible to navigate. For instance, if a husband cheats and gets another woman pregnant, is he supposed to abandon his current family to go raise that baby? And if not, is he supposed to just abandon the baby and stay with the wife and kids? Or is the betrayed wife supposed to accept the fact that her husband is going to be going back and forth between the two families for the next 18 years? And if a woman cheats and gets pregnant by another man, is her husband supposed to forgive her and raise a child that's not his? Is he cruel if he can't or if he doesn't want to? Is he weak if he does want to? This is definitely one of the hardest parts to have a clear, specific answer to. And that is the first piece of advice that I have for you. There may not be a version of this where everyone feels good. If the unfaithful partner is involved with the child, the betrayed partner may feel like the affair never really ended. If the unfaithful partner abandons the child, the betrayed partner may feel like they are staying with someone who can abandon a child. If the betrayed partner stays, they may feel like they are signing up for a life they never consented to. If they leave, they may feel guilty or heartbroken, or like the affair partner now gets even more power over the outcome of their life. So as you're thinking about this, you can't try to view it all through the lens of which option has zero pain. The frame that you want to have is, what option can I live with long-term without losing my sanity, my self-respect, or my humanity? But another important clarification here is that the child is not the affair. The child is not equal to the betrayal. The child is not equal to the affair partner. In this type of scenario, the child is an innocent person who exists because of adult choices. This doesn't mean that the betrayed partner has to be around the child, raise the child, love the child, or pretend that any of this is beautiful to them. But it does mean it's important to keep the anger placed where it belongs. The anger belongs with the adults who created the situation, not the child. But it is normal for the betrayed partner to have some resentment and anger toward the baby. But often, if they reflect on it, they don't actually hate the kid. They hate what that kid represents, because it's just a reminder to them of what happened. And if this is a scenario that you're in, I would encourage you to make sure that you're clear on the facts before making big decisions. You want to get clear on, is the paternity confirmed? What are the legal obligations? What are the child support obligations? What does custody or visitation realistically look like? What rights does each person involved have? What happens financially, both if you stay and if you leave? If you're in this situation, you need legal clarity, not just emotional conversations. And not many people are actually qualified to do that. Talk to an expert, because you might be tempted to make promises about what you are or aren't willing to do before you even get all of the facts. So before you make any promises, make sure you understand the situation from a legal perspective. The next important thing is that the betrayed partner needs to have the space to be able to admit both to themselves and to their partner that they might not be able to do this. Some people can survive infidelity, but can't survive an affair child. They might be willing to forgive being cheated on, but not be okay continuing in a relationship with someone who's going to be having this separate family. And part of why that might be a deal breaker for some people is because closure becomes very difficult to nail down. With many affairs, if the affair ends, the betrayed partner is at least trying to work toward the possibility that there is a closed chapter there. But when there's a child from the affair, it might never feel closed to them. Simple things like child support, custody exchanges, birthdays, school events, contact with the affair partner, make it so that that chapter is never fully closed. And so the betrayed partner has to be honest about their capacity, not what they wish they could handle, but what they're actually willing to live with. The next thing that's really important is that the unfaithful partner cannot make the betrayed partner manage this moral dilemma. And this can sound as simple as just saying, well, what do you want me to do? It may sound considerate, but this situation is actually kind of cruel, because now it's like the betrayed partner feels like they have to decide whether their partner should abandon a child or keep contact with the affair partner. And that's not a fair decision for them to have to make on their own. The unfaithful partner created the situation, and so they need to take some responsibility for the reality of dealing with the outcomes. It should sound more like, I created this mess. I know that every option hurts you. I'm not asking you to solve this for me. I'm going to take responsibility for the legal, financial, parenting realities. I'm going to be transparent with you about what this requires. And then I also do want your input on what some of your preferences would be. That is very different from dumping the entire decision onto the person you already betrayed. The next thing that's really important for those who are trying to reconcile is that any contact with the affair partner has to become boring, structured, and transparent. If there has to be contact because of the child, that contact cannot be private, it can't be emotional, it can't be spontaneous, it can't be vague, it can't be just checking in or we were just talking, can't be nostalgia, can't be emotional support. It shouldn't even be them processing feelings about their child together. It has to just be the parenting logistics. And it's best to keep the majority of the conversation written, preferably over email. Now, the betrayed partner still might not like the fact that there's any contact at all, but there's a huge difference between necessary co-parenting contact and the affair continuing under the disguise of co-parenting. And you just don't want to leave any room so that their brain doesn't have to wonder. The next thing that's really important is that the unfaithful partner needs to remember that they have a current family now. Yes, this child matters, but the betrayed spouse and the existing family also matter. If the unfaithful partner starts to use the affair child as a reason to keep abandoning the betrayed partner emotionally, it's just another betrayal on top of betrayal. If they keep saying, for example, you have to understand, I need to spend more time with the child is innocent, while ignoring the pain they caused their spouse, that is not accountability. If they prioritize the affair partner's feelings over the betrayed partner's feelings of safety, that's not responsible parenting. In a lot of ways, it's using the child as a shield against the consequences of the affair. Doing right by that child does not mean continuing to destroy the family that was already betrayed. But then on the other side, that child shouldn't simply be erased to make the marriage easier either. If the unfaithful partner completely abandons the child just to keep the marriage intact, that may feel relieving at first. The betrayed spouse might feel chosen. But over time, another question will pop up, which is, am I staying with someone who can abandon their own child? What's to stop them from abandoning me next and abandoning our own children? So don't ask yourself a lazy question like, how can we pretend this child doesn't exist? You need to ask, what level of responsibility is legally, morally, and emotionally necessary? And what boundaries are required to make sure that this doesn't lead to anything else with the affair partner? And specifically for men whose wife or girlfriend got pregnant by another man, please take your time and don't be pressured into thinking that instantly jumping into the role of fatherhood is proof of your love for your partner. If you choose to stay and raise that child, that needs to be a real choice, not one that is a performance or a desperate attempt to keep the relationship. You don't want it to be something that builds secret resentment for the next 20 years. And if you can't do that, that truth needs to be faced honestly. A child does not deserve to be raised by someone who resents them. And you don't deserve to spend your life pretending that you're okay with something if you're not. And for both people, whether you're a man or a woman, and for anyone going through this, you need to ask yourself, what would I need for this to be livable? It's not going to be ideal, but what are the terms and conditions that would make you feel good that are also realistic? Things like, would I need full transparency around communication, access to see every email, text, the length of phone calls? What legal boundaries would I need? What type of financial clarity would I need? Would I need a clear custody schedule? Would I need to never be expected to act like a step-parent? And getting clear on these things is not identical to deciding whether or not you would be willing to forgive them. Someone might eventually be willing to forgive and still not want this life. Someone may love their partner and wish that it had never led to a baby being born because that's simply not the life that they wanted to have. Some couples can and have navigated this, and the ones who have done it successfully had radical honesty around the entire process, legally, emotionally, boundaries, and some people can't, or they simply just don't want to. But either way, you need to be truthful with yourself and what you want and make decisions after gathering all the data, and then not deciding from a place of guilt or pressure or maintaining image or just in the middle of panic, but from clarity and based on your truth.